Welcome to Out There with TJ Ryan. It's strange. It's unusual. It's mysterious. It's out there, out there, out there, out there. And now your host, TJ Ryan.
You know, I keep hearing this over and over, that cancer is on the increase. And people say, so many people I know are sick from it. And I really feel it is, but are there numbers to support that? Well, a local group that I work with quite a bit, the Delta County Cancer Alliance, the woman that is in charge of that says she sees the numbers going up and up and up and up. And now, if you talk, you know, it's hard to get a confirmation from the hospitals. It's like they almost don't want to admit it. Now, my father-in-law is sick right now. Actually, he just went through 7 weeks of treatment, and it was at an incredible, one of the best places in the country, as far as I know. And I'm not going to name the place because I'm not here to run anybody down, but I'm really of the belief that we haven't progressed very far. We have maybe, you know, my dad died in 1984, and he was on chemo and radiation. Now, maybe things have gotten a little bit better. They can pinpoint things a little more. But if you're going the route of chemo and radiation or surgery to remove it, you would think by now they would have found something that would have stopped it and reversed it. And there are so many people trying to tell others, myself included being one of these, there are natural alternatives that you could at least try if you want, that maybe could actually reverse it or at least help and assist. And I'm going to list some of those things. I am convinced now that we went to a really good facility, and he was there for, you know, we picked him up and brought him back, but he's still in a lot of pain, and he's on so many drugs. And you wonder also how that's going to affect him. And you also wonder, you know, I know people that have been given radiation, and it's destroyed organs in their body. Fortunately, it was on his neck, but unfortunately, he can't swallow, so he's got a feeding tube. So you hope that that's going to heal, and everything will return to normal for that. But it just seems to me such an archaic way to treat something, and I'm not trying to knock you if you're in that industry, but it really does seem to me the pharmaceutical industry, they're making a lot of money on us being sick, and you just wonder, do they really want us to be cured? When I've heard of so many things, why are they not embracing some of these natural cures that have been found? And I'm sure people are talking about it, and it just doesn't seem to get any publicity. There's a number of companies that are making products that seem to be very effective when it comes to cancer, and I'm going to list those. One is SEAC-T, which Canada was very close to proclaiming. The article I read on it, they were very close to proclaiming that as a cure for cancer. It's a tea that people take, and I believe it's like an antioxidant, and it removes toxins. You got to be able to flush it out of your system. And if you're sick with cancer, sometimes, you know, you've been radiated, and maybe your kidneys don't work as well. Your organs don't work. And so if that's the case, you can't take SEAC. But if you have healthy kidneys, you can. And I don't know. I know some people that have taken it, but not for cancer. So I'd be willing to try it if I was sick like that. Another one is OPC3. And I think Market America makes that. OPC3. And that is another, I believe, antioxidant. As far as I know, I haven't taken it. I'm actually going to order some of that. But I know some people locally. And actually, the woman I work with the Delta County Cancer Alliance, she swears by it. She really believes it's a good product. And I've heard other people over the years. And so I take that, and I know there's a cancer patient, a couple of them. Now, I don't know them directly, but this friend of mine tells me that they've taken that, and they feel it's really helped them. And then there's other things, like we were golfing yesterday for the Delta County Cancer Alliance. One of the guys we were with, he's a cancer survivor. He's only 35, and he got it about 4 years ago. Now, he has a friend who claims that there's some kind of marijuana oil that he makes that's supposed to help people with cancer. I don't know if that does or not. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me how that would, but it's possible. Maybe there's a natural ingredient in marijuana that could help you. But I've over the years, you hear so many things, and some of them I think are really perhaps pretty accurate. There's another right here in Upper Michigan, about 50 miles from here. And you've heard me talk about this before on one of my other shows, if you listen to all my shows. But there was a fella in Garden, Michigan. There's a place called, I think it's Mary Grove Retreat. And he was a doctor there in the 40s and 50s. And two people have confirmed now that he found a cure for skin cancer, at least certain types of skin cancers. And it was a natural salve of some sort that he made. I don't know how he made it, but he rubbed it on people's skin and it drew it out. And they say that he took it with him to the grave. And I'm thinking, why would he do that? Wouldn't you tell as many people as you can to continue that? That just doesn't make sense to me. And then I also know that there's a good friend of ours that lives down in Wausau, Wisconsin. We visit her every so often. And she's 84 years old. And she told me when she was a kid during the Depression, Native American guy would come around and he'd be selling some kind of mixture, some kind of, I don't know if it was an herbal or something from a tree bark or whatever he did. But she said he would come around and sell this mixture to people if they had skin cancer, and they would put it on and would actually get rid of it. So it seems like in the past we had a cure and then we went where we didn't. And I hear that a lot. And then there's the issue of what I think is one of the best things out there, but it's pretty expensive. At least it's not cheap. It's a company called Manatech, and they have a product called Ambrotos, and they also have several other products. And I got a bunch of that for my friend Jay when he was sick, and he took it, and in 1 week's time, he got better. And he was very sick. Third stage, fourth stage, I don't know what stage he was in, but he was losing weight, and he was having trouble moving around. He was in a lot of pain. I don't think he was fourth stage, because he was still talking, and but you could tell he was going downhill. And so when he started taking that, within a week's time, immediate change, and his appetite came back, and his color came back, and his pain disappeared. Now this is amazing, because the guy had pain throughout his body, even in his bones. And the only place where the pain did not disappear after 1 month of being on the stuff, and you took several things. After 1 month, he only had it in his arm. Other than that, he was feeling pretty good. He'd gained weight. He was actually 2 weeks before he took the stuff for radiation and chemo. He was 2 weeks. They wouldn't let him have it. After taking this stuff, then he became strong enough to be able to get radiation and chemo. And so I would see him from time to time and go over and talk to him and talk to his family. I knew some of his family. And it was amazing how well he was doing. And then he went to see his doctor after 1 month of being on this. He thought his PSA reading was going to be real good. And it turned out it was slightly, I believe it was slightly elevated. I could be wrong, but I believe it was slightly elevated. And he kind of, you know, the doctor said, well, maybe it's that stuff you're taking. You better stop taking it. And my friend Jay said, well, I trust science, TJ. And even though science had nearly killed him, and that's why he came to me, he decided to go back to the pharmaceutical and to the radiation and chemo, which in the end killed him. It just destroyed his organs too much, and he died of a stroke or a heart attack. His body couldn't take it anymore. So had he stayed on the stuff, I think he would be alive today. That's my personal opinion, because he was just getting better, 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 better. Now, maybe he wouldn't have. I could be wrong. So at the time, I really didn't know, because I'd never experienced that before. This is in 2006. And I didn't know why his PSA reading was up a little bit, but he seemed to be getting better. You could just tell by looking at him. You'd think the doctor could just look at him and say, wow, you gained weight. And look at you now. You're eating again. That's unheard of for people that are sick, usually. And so, and he even said to me, I don't know, TJ, but I think this stuff is helping me. Because he didn't believe me. He didn't want to believe me. My friend Jay was stubborn. And I don't know, but something's working, because that other stuff wasn't. Maybe it's your stuff. It's like, okay. It was obvious to me it was working, but that's fine. So then, after he passed away, and everything happens for a reason. I really think he wanted to be in spirit, to be honest with you, because he helped, and he's been helping since in spirit. And that's another discussion for another time. But had he stuck with the treatment or the taking the natural products, which, by the way, the Abertos stuff just flushes right out of your body. It doesn't affect, from what I know, doesn't affect your treatment, so you could take it with that. And it also, you don't build up too much in your system like you do with other things. You don't have to worry about that. It's just going to flush out what you don't need. So you take heavy doses of powder form stuff, and you'll either see results or you won't, I guess. Now, about a year after he passed away, maybe a year, I met a gal by the name of, actually her name is Teddy, and her sister Debbie had taken the same stuff. And it's funny how you run into things, because what are the coincidences? I knew nothing about this, didn't know. You know, you're taking a chance, and I'm, it's his life, so it's up to him. But here, I wish I'd have known this sooner, because I come to find out that Debbie took this stuff when she was at, she didn't have any other options, this Abertos. And, you know, I've done probably shows on all this stuff, if you go back in my archives, but I'm just kind of condensing it down for cancer. This is a focus on cancer, because there seems to be so much of it, and it seems to be getting worse. And what causes all that? We'll talk a little bit about that. But anyway, Debbie took this stuff, and she was, they were cutting organs out of her, cutting stuff out of her, and she was just ready to die. And her friend said, just try it. What do you got to lose? And so she took it, and her cancer went completely away, completely. And she lived cancer-free for 5 years. And then she got very upset at her husband. Her husband was getting dementia. He wasn't listening to her. She was confused. I mean, she was frustrated and angry, which a lot of people that are caretakers for somebody with dementia, early signs of Alzheimer's, I can understand. It's a lot of stress. You're constantly having to deal with that. So her cancer came roaring back, and I believe it was because of the anger. Cancer can be brought on in several ways, I believe. Of course, I'm not an expert, but it seems like there's something connected to, if you're angry or depressed, that can do it as well. It can also be brought on, I'm sure, by toxins in our environment, and also maybe hereditary, possible. Genes have something to do with it, cells. Anyway, she the cancer came roaring back, and it hit her in her throat area, and she couldn't swallow, and they couldn't give her the Abertos and the other stuff from Manatech, and she died quickly. And again, I say that this is probably all meant by design. Nothing is an accident here. And Teddy, you know, I asked her, why couldn't you give it to her? And she told me that. But her sister's spirit seemed to communicate with her after that. So you wonder, maybe the bigger picture was her sister wanted to be in spirit. We all have choices. We always have, I think we have a choice when we come and go. And so you see somebody that's sick, and it's like, oh, they passed away. And it's like, well, maybe it's part of the plan. Now, getting over to what may trigger these things is that, you know, over the years, my experience has been that I know when I get upset, I can get sick. I don't feel good. And if I hang on to that for too long, as I get older especially, I notice that. And then also, it seems like there are more toxins in our everything. You know, if you believe even just a little bit of what we're being told by some other sources, that it makes sense that there's a lot of toxins. We live in kind of a toxic world. And people are starting to realize they got to eat healthier. And I can't say that I always do, but I don't try to do too much one way or the other. I try to keep it balanced. I don't worry. I eat some fruits, I eat some vegetables, but I eat some stuff that, you know, they say you shouldn't eat. Once in a while, chips and stuff like that. But I figure in moderation, and also your attitude towards things. I stay away from a lot of frozen stuff, preserved stuff. I don't do that stuff as much anymore, box stuff. We do a little bit of that in our diet, but not too much. So I have a friend by the name of Tom Angels. Now, I've never met Tom, but I've had him on the phone, and I've heard really amazing things. Now, here's another, I think, kind of a neat story. Tom, I don't remember how old he was at the time, but he had a near-death experience. He died basically on the operating table. Something went wrong, and he was brought to heaven by an angel, or he was brought somewhere. And he didn't see God or Jesus, but he witnessed a place of great beauty. And he was told that he had to go back. And this angel brought him back. Well, after he came back, not right away, he didn't realize it. But eventually he did. He had this ability to heal people, especially from cancer. And he said, he told me that he does it by, he can see their auras, their energy field, and he just repairs it. And he's helped many, many people that way. Now, you could say, well, that's just his word. How do we know that? Well, he's actually got a doctor that has studied his cases, has followed him around, has been with him, and has seen this. And many, many, many people, he doesn't advertise it too much because you know what? Then everybody wants him to show up at their place, and he can only do so much. So he has this ability, and he believes because he went to the other side with an angel and was brought back, he was given this ability. I think we all do, but we don't know how to become that. Some are doing it through different natural healings. Energy work seems to help. You've heard me have energy people on here. Anything that happens to us affects our energy. So I got to believe that that's the first place to start. You know, what Tom's saying, what others have said on this show, that's the first place. And so any kind of illness, there are options, and cancer doesn't have to be a death sentence. Easy for me to say, isn't it? But we also maybe don't have to go through what I think is just horrible. Not for everybody. Maybe it's less horrible from others, but we don't all have to go through conventional. There may be other options, and some hospitals are starting to realize that. I did an interview years ago with somebody in Vancouver, and they said the hospitals in Vancouver, Canada, were starting to mix that together. And then I heard recently that a place in Milwaukee was taking a holistic approach, body, mind, spirit. And I think that's really going to be the way that we're going to go in the future. And I'm not running down the people that work in those facilities. Like I said, the place we went to, those people were amazing and awesome, and they really cared, it seemed like. But it just, there was a lot of confusion. And you're trying to figure out what they're telling you because one person says this, then the next person comes in and says that, and it's like, no wonder it gets to be confusion. And then you got to deal with insurance, and I don't wish it on anybody. It can be very frustrating. And then you think that you're going to a place that's going to take care of them, and a lot of it's still the old conventional way. I see us coming into a time where things are changing, and the old ways, a lot of that's going to be done with, or it's going to merge, at least merge with a new way. And that's my hope, that we go to that direction, that we realize that maybe there's other options, and the two can work together, and we find more answers. If you're going through anything difficult like that, whether you're the one that's sick, or you're the one that's a caretaker, it's difficult on both of you. And matter of fact, a lot of people that are caretakers wind up getting sick afterwards, after their loved one has passed. So don't put too much on yourself. It seems to be the case. Stress can do that to us. Keep your immune system up if you can. I wish you the best, and feel free to contact me if you have any questions. And next week we'll have, Joy is going to be coming on. We've got a Joy of Union show lined up. And I'm also going to be doing what's called a show with a fellow that talks about light therapy. Caught my interest, and that'll probably be on in a couple of weeks. So we got a lot of things lined up. And I was on vacation last week, so I didn't do a show. So this is just kind of a shorter one. I hope you take care, and I hope your health is good. Because if you don't have that, yeah, it certainly makes you humbled and realize a lot of things that are important in your life when you go through stuff like that. Thank you. Take care.
Music on Out There, created by Kevin MacLeod.